Howdy, Martin. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm always trying to catch up everything that happens, especially what you did. Seems like you
Oh.
really did a lot in the last days. I was curious in the document about the director development. Can you, I mean, in Google Docs, can you turn off the history? I just wondered if something changed in documents since I last read it. And usually I do it by going to I don't know how it's called in English. I think it's called history, no? That the change history,
Yeah,
change log
change
thing.
history. Yeah. Version
Or
history is what
version history it's called, yeah, maybe. So
it
it's grayed
populates for
out.
me. Huh.
Is it also grayed out for you? It's on for me.
Yeah. No, it's not. Let me see. Yeah, I have it
Okay,
pulled up
so I
right
just
here.
I don't have the rights to
It's a,
close it.
yeah, I don't, I'll tell you what, I'll add you as a collaborator on the document. And
Okay, great. Yeah.
then we'll see if that clears it up. Gotta find your email. You are.
Is the Gmail email address? Or which one did you find? It's not the one
The
that I think
FAU
that
dot
is. Sorry?
the FAU dot
Oh
DE.
no, I have a Gmail address.
Okay. You want to send that to me?
Was it here in the chat?
Okay. I kind of messed up with the meeting, so if it might be that people are not able to make it. Didn't not get it out until just a second ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think you basically prepared already almost everything.
I mean, I threw it out there. I'm open to discuss it or change it. I think your question was it you or Charlotte who asked the question about online
Virtual
moderation?
attendance. Virtual attendance, yeah.
I'd like to figure something out about that, I guess, but so does that help? Are you able to see the version history now?
Refresh it and refresh is really well. Yeah. You see.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, great. I think that helps me a lot to understand where we need changes. I mean, you. You have this FAQ section at the end of the document. I mean, it's a bit short.
Yeah, we never really got it fleshed out. So I would be fine removing it. I at this point it almost just serves as areas for improvement in the document, right? Because if sometimes we put questions there because we didn't feel like it was clear in the document. So an alternate approach would just be to go to that section of the document and make sure that we answer that question in the
document. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we kind of did that as we were working. You know, if something came up that we didn't feel like was real, we were getting across well, we would just throw it down there and the fact to like make sure that we kind of Stephen and I knew what we were talking about, but I don't know if that section is really needed at this point.
Yeah, well, actually, with these two questions, it's too short, I think, to be in a section of its own. And as you said, I mean, these two questions are more obvious, and you can just put it into the text. And the text is already very, very good and informative. So
I'll get rid of it. I don't mind doing that, and it'll cut down on the length of a very long document. Okay, let's see. Okay. That final thoughts section got a little bit
longer, I see.
Sentimental, maybe, is what I'm thinking. Like, it's a little less technical and just more kind of, you know, it is just kind of thoughts on the subject. But I don't know if it adds a lot of value to it. But I kind of want it to try to justify all of the additional overhead and effort that this would introduce. You know, make some kind of like value argument for this.
I haven't read it. It's new to me. I mean, there was only one short paragraph, I think, as well.
Well, would you like to talk about the Folio Community Directed Development Framework document, or would you mind chatting a little bit about the presentation and maybe some strategies for how we can handle parts of that?
I think the presentation is more important. I mean, it's just 1 week left.
Yeah, we got 1 week. Okay, I'll share my screen. I guess that might be a good way to do it.
Okay. Oh, I can't.
Hello, sorry for running a little late.
It's all right. I'm sorry for being so late and getting the invites out. I asked Peter Murray early this morning to make sure that the invitation was extended for OLF. And in my mind, I thought that would trigger invites being sent out, but
okay.
I didn't realize that I was the one who sent out. But the good news is I recreated the event, which I'll probably, after we're done with this, I'll extend into a series, but I didn't include the Teams meeting on there, I don't think. Maybe I did. Well, I tried not to, but
yeah, but sounds good. That sounds really good.
Okay. Well, sure. We were about to dive into talking about the presentation.
Yeah.
It might just be the three of us, but I think that's okay, because what I'm really interested in talking about with you two is how we might handle the online or like kind of the hybrid portion of
yes,
presentations.
And I'm also here if if there's anything you need me to do some work on, then I'm happy to help out because you have done so much work here. But let's go over and it's so look so well prepared already. So.
Well, thank you. I'm open for a suggestion. I just decided to like throw some stuff out there and get it organized. But if we need to move things around, I'm not married to anything that's out here. Okay. Well, so what I was thinking in general is Stephen and I were working on basically just a presentation version of the CDD framework document. So I figured that would be a good place to start. And Stephen and I can do this in the room. Like we could do this. I think Stephen will probably take the first two sections and I'll take the last three sections or you know something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so
then I can monitor the chat. And
yeah.
And how would you like it? Is a better to do follow up on questions at the end to keep the flow of the talk, or do you want to have questions and comments while talking?
We might.
I think there is the Q&A section after the presentation, but I think we should just people let collect the questions in the chat maybe also, and then answer them here.
Okay, yes, excellent.
We can encourage people, especially the virtual attendees, to ask their questions during the presentation if something isn't clear, and just tell them that we'll address the questions in a Q&A section later. Do you think that would work? Or
except I mean, sometimes things then there is a threat going on in parallel while you talk, but maybe that's more risk at meetings, where people suddenly are more focused on the chat than on the presentation, compared to when people are in the room, then they don't see the chat, then it's just the remote.
Yeah. There are some sections that it might be beneficial to have questions in the middle, of what's going on.
So I see you have a Q&A in the overview. Is that deliberate?
Well, I just was going to tell these are the. I'm just going to say, and actually, I think I'll probably do the overview, and Stephen will do this section right here. But I just mean. I'm going to tell them this is what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about the historical context. We're going to talk about the CDD framework, our implementation plan, some final thoughts. Then I'm just going to tell them. Then we'll have a Q&A.
Okay. Yes.
Some workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Prep. Mm-hmm. One thing that I'd like to get y'all's feedback on is this first session is 70 minutes, and the next session is 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make any sense to talk about the framework before the workshop. So we kind of have to save the workshop portion for the 50 minute session.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I thought maybe we could prep for the workshop in the first session, just to kind of get people's wheels turning to maybe make the next session, which is really just right afterwards. We're just going to like walk across to another room and fire everything back up again. And I'm wondering if maybe, well, I actually have two questions about this, but what do y'all think about that idea of kind of giving some people just some time at the end to think about some questions and maybe write down some like individual answers at the end of the long session.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so have them answer the questions individually in the long session, and then when we get into the next session, divide them up into groups and have them share their answers and kind of talk about them in groups in the next session.
Can I see the questions you had a little about?
Sure, yeah, and that's another thing.
Because here I miss a talk about scope. What is the scope of the work for the community driven? And maybe that could be instead of governance, because I'd say maybe that's how this the governance is established is probably not something you can say us who is not in the community council and has not a yeah it's so we are we don't ho have that much influence on it, but we have influence on what's the scope of the work when this community-driven development team, what part is it to fill in?
Yeah. We could I feel like the process section is the thing that gets closest to the scoping of things, just because at least as far as the CDD framework document goes, it does demand that maintenance be paid for up front, that for first, so it does demand that we take care of the support cost for things, so that impacts scope somewhat. But then during the proposal for like new work, it doesn't make, well, you're right, in the governance one it does require that the modules be divided into core, community, and participating, and that kind of scopes things also a little bit. So really these two sections do talk about scope. I'm wondering if maybe we can add a question in here.
You have, of course, what needs work. That sounds to me, what module do we feel like has been left behind? Or is that more in the model? What needs more work in the model?
Yeah, that's what I was
Okay.
thinking for
Oh,
that.
okay.
So what works well in the model, like in your opinion, I guess, what needs
More work.
more work in the model, and what work
Oh.
should be done next? I, and like I said, I just threw this stuff out here, so we don't have to take this approach. I was just thinking that we have these major sections of the document, and it might be a good way to structure the conversation to have them answer all three of these questions about each section, basically.
Do we plan to send out, make a little email, send out to all the people who participate, so they can read the document in advance?
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I think I could get Jennifer one to add a link to the document in the description of the event, and then I don't know if we have the ability.
So, but I think it, yeah, if the description is in the announcement for these events, then it people and that we just write, please read in advance. So,
Yeah.
because sometimes when you read a document like that, it might be that you read it one time and then if it's walked through, then it's getting, you know, much more. Then the information is understood more well.
I wanted to ask you guys, I had Stephen added as a speaker on our presentation. Are you are I, this gets pretty late.
You don't need to add me on that.
Okay.
If you're, don't worry.
Were you planning on virtually attending this, or was that?
Yeah, I mean it's going to be till midnight or so, but I'm planning to be there.
I really appreciate it.
No, I mean, yeah,
Same for me. I'm
it's
only
not hard
worried about
enough.
getting the links and being able to access and all of that, but I'm planning to. Definitely, I have marked it in my calendar here.
Well, would you mind if I added y'all as speakers on this?
It's
Just
okay.
because I think that this session right here is the one where we probably most need to figure out the virtual component. For the Q&A part of the first set session, it definitely will be handy to have somebody monitoring the chat and letting us know when people have questions. For this one, I was hoping to break people up into groups so we could treat all online attendees as one group. Does that sound like a good way to do it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any idea about how many people you think will attend it?
We only have 17 people signed up for it, but we do
And
have for the other one, we have a lot more people. We have 35, and that number's gone up a little bit. So I'm wondering if some of these people won't decide to go to the next session, if they know that there's going to be an opportunity to have a more in-depth discussion. So,
Well,
but
I can see a couple of Europeans in this session and not in the other session, and that might be because it's so late.
yeah, that's
So,
true.
I think, we can, when people understand that these sessions are so tightly coupled, then maybe, and if they are still haven't completely fallen down off the chairs, then they probably continue in the next one.
Yeah, so I think that basically probably somewhere between 15 and 30 people is what I'm thinking, total. So online, maybe 10 or 15 people, possibly.
It's interesting to
Yeah.
see Mark Wexler is joining both sessions.
That's going to be cool. Let's see. Let's talk about how we want to do the QA real quick. Do we want Charlotte for you to read people's questions that they type into chat, or do we want you to kind of call on people and have them speak their questions? Or you or Martin?
I mean, yeah, I think it's if they wrote the questions in the chat, I think it's better we read them, because if you ask them to read them, then they have to turn on the microphone and so on. It's
And it's late. Their kids
more
might be asleep or something.
maybe also. I mean, I think it's more, what do you say, streamlined also. We just read them. And
Okay.
if they have further questions or they want to clarify something, there you will maybe turn on their mic.
Okay.
No, that is.
All right.
So that I think I like that idea that we read up the question, and then in your general introduction, you can say that if there's a need for a follow-up, because there can also be that someone else want to comment on that given question as well. So we kind of do each question on its own and liksom have it wrapped around and not jump up and down and up and down and back and forth. But
yeah, kind of hang out on one question for a while and give people
a
chances to
chance to comment on it and reflect if they maybe are
Okay.
in
Yeah, I
alignment.
think that there will be people maybe that just raise their hands on Zoom and want to post a question. And I don't know how it's going to be the technical equipment.
So
So
Martin,
if
maybe it,
you,
so
yeah.
maybe it would be a nice idea if we swapped. So if you start read out the first question, and then I can take the next question, and then the first, and you know we can. So then there's a little we take turns. Yes.
Yeah, I like that. I will try and alternate between questions from the room and questions from chat. So, yeah, I will just do that. I'll answer. And then also, though, after each question, ask if there are follow-up questions on the same topic. I like that. I mean, we have a long time for Q&A, which is good. I don't know how much Q&A there's going to be. But it's a big topic, so I think it easily could there could be a lot of questions about it. So typically I wouldn't do this if I was trying to do a quick Q&A, but I like your idea, Charlotte, of when someone asks a question, it kind of gets people's wheels turning. And then, so giving a little bit of space to be like, before we move on to something else, is are there any other questions pertaining, to this specifically? And since you guys will see in the chat questions that people have typed out, you might know, oh, somebody did ask a question on this topic already. So when I say any other questions on this topic, you guys could say, well, so and so, has, this.
Commented as well, and
Yeah.
yeah, we'll try to make sure we, so for this Q&A and with Mark Wexler at the table, there might be, some where EBSCO have their view of this initiative and
Yeah.
where they may be. So ask, what should be the per, they have this way where they can kind of derail things. So maybe we should have a little, just have been a little prepared on that, and
Yeah, I have.
yeah.
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to cut
No,
you off.
just you go.
I am unclear as to what EBSCO's response to these ideas really is. I know that when we suggested doing community-driven development for the purpose of extending Ramsin support, when I brought that suggestion forward, Mark didn't seem to jump on board with it. He seemed to feel like my cost estimates were too conservative, that it was probably going to cost more than what I thought it would. I don't know if that was because he just didn't want to see it happen, or if I really got the wrong numbers, which could be the case. I was exploring a new space. So I don't know, but I can see these things being beneficial to EBSCO, but
Definitely, yes.
yeah,
But it also,
it
can
reduces
also
their
be a
control.
threat a little bit because is it bringing, is it empowering the community somehow, which we right now is in the lack of. We are simply we we hardly can ask for functionality being developed. It's following only EBSCO customers' agenda. But what I'm thinking about is that if there comes some questions which we feel is completely derailing things, then maybe have a kind of a standard answer for that. This is really interesting. This is something we would like to discuss further, and then put it to one of the councils.
We could
Just for
also.
when for you know sometimes if just for being prepared.
I think when we get to the workshop prep section and the workshop section, what I plan on telling them is that our goal is not just to have a conversation in the moment, but to try and capture the ideas in, in writing and have those ideas to discuss, later on. So if there is a question that seems to be derailing things, maybe what I could say is that in a second, we're going to have this workshop, opportunity to kind of write down some of these, these thoughts on like what could be different or what could be better. And I really want to encourage you to, to bring these ideas that you're expressing to, to that so that we can get them written down and discuss them later.
Yeah, super. Super.
I think this also touches a question of the section I have. I mean, what do you really want from the people in this section, in the workshop prep section? I mean,
Yeah, that's a good question.
so I mean, it's only 10 to 15 minutes, and if you want to ask each person individually, if for 30 persons, that's quite a lot of time that you have to spend, actually. So, I mean, also, if you want to ask each of the questions for each of the components, that's 15 questions. I don't think you mean you want to ask 15 questions to each person individually and get
I
individual
want to do it.
answers.
I want to do it all at the
So,
same time, and I want them to write their answers down.
okay.
That's what I'm thinking. So, and you guys can tell me, please tell me, Jeremy, that's a bad idea. So,
Then we should capture it in a document. So we need to prepare a document where people can enter it. So we after this session have 45 answers, or how many it must will be. So we get the information out of it. So
Okay, so they, let's say we prepare three Google Docs and you just give out the links to the Google Docs during the session, and then they can type in their thoughts. Just as we when was it done? In one of the tri-council sessions, I think there was they did something
yeah.
similar.
That's true.
Yeah,
Similar.
so
Then the question is, do we want to base our workshop on these results or on these documents? Or what do we do with these documents?
yeah, we want to, yeah, I was thinking, so
I
my
mean, we don't have, sorry, we don't have very much time to somehow redact the documents. I mean, as you said, you
So
just
I
go out
think
of the room, go into the next room, and then
we
go
cannot read
on.
it through and include it in the workshop, but people know what they have written themselves and can participate with that input for the conversations and the talk. But we have it as for
As a result, as an outcome.
to capture all the results of these two t sessions, and then I think that should result in also a write-up. Then we have the paper, we have the slide deck, and we have a write-up coming out of these sessions. That would be, and we could structure it a bit, because maybe some of the answers or input provided are identical. So,
So,
yeah.
one question. What's going to happen with this Fair Council Group after Wolfcon. The question why I'm asking, or the thing why I'm asking is, if we collect such responses from the people, you and we update the document, the framework according to their responses, we should also in somewhere in year after the Wolfcon, somehow propagate these changes. So maybe on Folio General or whatever Slack channel, say, okay, we had this session. Thank you for all the for all your thoughts, and we built them into our document. Here's what is the outcome. Something like this, because this is what I somehow missed in the past for some I think really good workshops or studies, so that you get some feedback on the result.
What if we did a Google form for each one? Because Char, that would feed into a spreadsheet, but we could give the link to the Google form, and then that way each person can fill it out individually, and it will capture like their name and things like that. And we could just we could just have have the questions listed out, for and here's what I'm trying to avoid. It's 15 minutes at the end of the session, right? And Martin, I do want to address the question that you asked. Also, sorry for moving past that. But I want to avoid getting to the end of the session and then just dumping all this work on people and having just a lot of quiet at the end of the session. So what I'm thinking is like we can send out one form and I can just kind of introduce it and say, take a second to answer these questions and give them 3 or 4 minutes to answer those questions, and then send out the other form, and that and just kind of divide it up so that like what worked well about funding, what worked well, like the first form could be like what in the presentation, and if you've read the document, please share with us what you like about the concepts on funding, in the document. What did you like about the governance? What did you like about the process? And and then the next form is what could work better about funding? The concepts on funding. What could looking for an opportunity for improvement and stuff. And then finally, what are kind of next steps? What work do we need to do? And by asking people these questions and getting them to type in their answers, one, we'll capture them in the spreadsheet. So we'll have that, like you said, to do a write-up afterwards. But then when we go to the workshop and have them do group discussions and like a presentation of their information, everyone in the group will have already thought through their answers. So I feel like it should make the group discussions better because they'll have, they won't be thinking in the moment, they will have just written down their answers to all those questions.
If the Google form could also work. But you can say the good thing with either docs or a spreadsheet is that people can see, okay, the guy next to me, he is typing a lot of things. He is so you get this that people are actually, I want my name to be put in. I want all my comments to be captured a little bit, it's the visibility, and people can see what each other have written. And so where in the form you only see your own, and then it maybe can be a little like when you are doing a survey for a restaurant, then it's three thumbs up and then done.
The waiter was fine. Martin, on your question about what's going to happen with this working group, the CDD framework document does recommend that this group be used to kind of continue shepherding this process? I mean, the membership could change if you know the people who are part of the group don't have an interest in you know in seeing this rolled out, you know, but you know basically that something like this group be in place to make sure that you know if the community decides they want to move forward with this, it seems like it would be good to have a tri-council group like this to kind of manage the whole thing.
So there could be a kind of a round where we get some more people on board to help out with this in our respective councils.
I think that would be great. And as far as what, regardless of whether or not the community adopts these ideas, I do like, Charlotte, your idea of it at the very least. And what I plan on saying to people is that, you know, kind of making a commitment to everybody that the ideas that you have shared with us, we are going to take back and we are going to see how we can incorporate these ideas into, you know, the next version of this, you know, framework. So I do think we probably owe it to the community to do that, to have this group together long enough to do that.
Really like that idea. Also in, and I hope that's not going to be the end, but if, you know, the everybody is giving it a down, and then it's kind of, it also needs to be captured because we have done the initiative.
Yeah.
And it is something that has been talked about WolfCon after WolfCon. And now we have lifted the work and we have organized it and we have had all the conversation and we are, and if the thing does not fly, then we need to have that set as well. So it and I think that's something we sometimes miss to wrap up things, even when it was not leading where we had hoped, but then the meeting just stops and things are kind of up in
I totally agree. You know, if the community does not want to move forward with this idea, we need to know why. So that we avoid, like you said, avoid having the same conversations over and over.
Because this, I'd say, I feel it has been really thorough and it has been a process and many talks, not just in this group, but also with the councils. And if it is that the funding is simply not, you know, it's dying on that, then that should be in bold text that it didn't fly because of this.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, one of the things, I mean, this document does hint at some of the places where funding could be found, but I kind of want to present, like, we're talking about this document tomorrow at the PC, but I would love to be able to present it at the TC and at the CC, and specifically at the community council. Like, I would like to kind of tell them, like, really, this whole thing will not work if there's not money for it. Sure. And it's their job to find that money. And, you know, I do think that there are a couple really good ideas for raising money for this sort of thing. But if we don't do those things, if we don't execute those ideas, there won't be money and this will not work.
No. Right.
Okay, so let's, this is great. By the way, thank y'all so much for talking through this stuff. It's helping out so much. I'm feeling excited about this workshop. All right, so let's use Google Forms.
And that could also be a link in the so people have you know opened that link already, and also, most people always carry around with their laptop, yeah, if they
Yeah.
don't have the laptop, then they cannot fill in the form.
Yeah, so do we want to also bring some like just loose paper and writing implements for people to be able to write their ideas down? Or do we want to just trust people that, have that themselves?
So that would be fine. Then there's no excuse for not
Yeah.
adding, providing input.
Bring loose paper and pens. And what we can tell people is like we're getting these ideas out there. We hope to capture them so we can look at them later, but also we really hope for you guys to also participate in a group discussion on these ideas in the next session. So if you write them down now, you'll have them ready to go when we talk about these things in a second. Okay. All right. I feel like this will work. And if we just take 5 minutes per question, basically, or it's probably actually more like 4 minutes per question, because there'll be some explanation at the beginning and, explanation at the end. But, and then we'll close it out by just telling people where to go if they want to continue the workshop. For the workshop, okay. So we thought it might be possible that there will be people showing up to the workshop session that weren't in the first session. And it seems like for those people, it would be a good idea to do another quick overview of what the CDD is. But it would need to be very fast if we did that, because most of the people are going to have just sat through a 40-minute talk on what it was, just 30 minutes ago. So what do y'all think about that? Do we need
I
to do
would
that?
ask for raise your hands
Yeah.
who were not in the previous session. And if it
Yeah.
is only two person,
Yeah.
and maybe we also in the description of this session, and maybe you already have that, then I have missed it, have the link to the paper.
Yeah.
And it is the expectation that people had read it, that paper.
Yeah. So maybe we just skip it then. If well,
It,
all right.
because
I
the risk
mean,
is that it takes 20 minutes because people then start question and then we just repeat ourselves.
Yeah. I also think. I mean, if there are so little people there that you can have only one group, let's say, or one group of, let's say, eight people, then I mean, then you can rediscuss everything. But if you have, say, 20 people, I don't know, 12 in place and eight online or so.
I
And
guess it would be,
you can't repeat it.
yeah. You're right. We should be prepared to repeat it. I mean, because I would hate to show up in that room and like half the people are like, "No, we didn't look at it," and like we have no idea what we're talking about. It would be
Okay,
good
yeah.
to at least.
But I mean, sincerely, it's if there are mainly new people, you won't be able to do the workshop.
Yeah, you're right.
As planned, because you can't tell them everything in 5 minutes and then do the rest of the workshop as planned. You have to do something else then.
Okay.
At least I think.
But we can check the participants. Maybe I can do that and do a spreadsheet and then compare so you can see how many is coming to both sessions and who might be one who has not.
That's also what I wanted to say. I mean, you see who's going to be there in place, and you just can see if there are new people there or not. And Charlie and I can do it online.
Okay.
So if there are too many new people, then we should maybe, somehow try to figure out how to go on. But if
Yeah.
it's only, I don't know, 1 out of 10 or so, then yeah, that's it.
Oh
A
yeah,
lot of
that's.
people are private.
Oh God, yeah.
I wonder why.
Why? Why? Yeah.
Yeah, like
I think I'm also private, but it's just
I
the
might be too.
overall
I don't know how
it's the
to.
overall setting in Skat.
Okay.
And I think it's per
All right.
default it's private, at least here in maybe here in Europe or in Germany.
Okay. All right. So let's just talk for a second about how we want to run this. So I was thinking that it might be a good idea to divide the group up, to divide the workshop up into one group per components. So one group for funding, one group for governance, one group for process, one group for communication, one group for implementation, and give them time, to discuss these three questions, like what these three questions were for their group's topic, and then give all the groups an opportunity to report back, like just kind of communicate to the room. They'll nominate a speaker for their group, and they'll just say these were the big ideas that we had in our group concerning, these are the answers we have for these three questions on funding, and the funding group will share what they think, and then the governance group will share their answers to the three questions, and process group, communication group. What do y'all think about that?
What size should the groups have, do you think? What would be the optimal?
I mean,
5 people?
five would be great. We should treat online as probably one group, so that's going to be a larger group, I think. And sorry, I need to. Word community pops up a lot in.
You must use directed
Oh, three,
search.
50. There it is.
Okay, so if there's 17 people and online is one group, well, first of all, what do we think would be the best? And my idea might not work. I was hoping to just kind of kick it around with y'all, but if online is one group, then we would need four groups for, yeah, that works. Four groups of four people.
But how are we in the online group to talk to each other? If we talk with our headset, then we will talk in the room.
You
Otherwise, we
should
cannot hear each other.
we could
Jerry must turn the mic off
I
or
could
the
turn the volume down during the
volume, yeah.
discussion in the room.
And okay, and then us who are on Zoom can still hear each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can mute our mic and we'll just plan, we're gonna talk for this amount of time. If I have an announcement to make, I'll just unmute it and talk to you guys all online. And then when we're done, we'll turn the volume back up and be back to normal.
Okay.
Okay. And you two can moderate the online discussion, when we get into that portion.
Should we be prepared if there are, let's say, 8 to 10 online people that we do split up the discussion into breakout sessions online?
We can.
Charlotte? I mean, it's basically Charlotte and me then who have
Yeah.
to organize that, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if you even can do this, if you can open up breakout sessions in
So
these Zoom rooms.
probably something we need to plan
Let's
for,
see.
but I will say both I expect that both you and I, we are not bringing in our thoughts on this. We are more, in this case, listening so if we are eight, then it would be just six we are to
Oh, I
have the
mean,
conversation
I
with.
meant eight without us.
Ah, okay. But I will say
Let
I
me
doubt,
think.
because most of the remote are from Europe. So they it's probably
Yeah, that's true.
so late, so people are planning to. I can listen to the recording after.
I think we need to be okay with not necessarily hearing in the group discussion, hearing a report back for all of these, because I think what makes the most sense probably is to have the online people pick which one they want to do.
Okay.
And then, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Jeremy, I think saying, okay, this group can report about funding, or that group about process also. I don't know if it's working that good, because the group may have two pain points or two best things that they want to report. And if the one is funding and then the other process, then they have to choose. So,
So I like kind of the idea of that, Jeremy, you decide this group is talking about funding, this is about governance, this is because, because otherwise sometimes if it's
okay.
a team meeting or something, then you are saying very much the same things in some cases. But in this case, it will be five different topics. But in the online group, could then maybe Martin and I, we know that, okay, we are going to talk about, yeah.
But does the group in advance know about what they have to report, so they can discuss mainly about that? I mean, it would be
Yes, I will tell
nonsensical
them.
that the group discusses maybe because that's most interesting for them, funding, and then you say, and now say something about process, and they discuss nothing about that. That
So
wouldn't
I think,
work
Jeremy,
out.
you probably can see what do we have here in the room? We have Mike Gorell,
Yeah.
we have some of those guys who Kirsten Kemner-Hech, some of those as oh, she's maybe not attending, no, but some of those who normally sit with their hands in the budget and funding, and they are going to have the funding topic. And then you
Yeah.
probably, when you see in the room, that you can see, okay, here we have a group of MMC people, and they are probably very interested in how can we fund improvements of data import. They are going to talk about process or something.
You know, I
A
think
little finger touch, and depending on what you can see is attending.
what if we did this? Because, like, let's say we get into the room and like half the people in the room really want to talk about funding, and half the people really want to talk about governance. And
Okay.
like, isn't that maybe okay if like we just don't have anyone talk about process, because like nobody wants to talk about that? Like, do we need to like force them to do? So maybe what I could do is just say, raise your hand if you are interested in being in a group discussion about funding, and hands go up. And if it's five people, I could say, you're a group, go over here, that's the funding group.
Yes,
And if it's
exactly. Yeah.
eight people, I could say, well, you four our group and you four are a group, and we'll have two funding groups. And I just go down the list and divide people up real quick like that. And then when and then you guys
The
could just
online
take
group
the
you
rest.
just designate, you have to talk about this. Then we don't get to choose then. We can do that.
Okay. Or if you want, I don't mind picking for the online group. Or if you want, y'all could just start with, a vote. Which one of these topics do you want to talk about? And if you want to do that, a vote really fast in the chat. If you want to pull up your chat, like you could just do like funding, governance,
All right, yes.
process, and just tell people to put a thumbs up on the thing that they want to talk about. Just type them all out real fast and tell them to,
Okay,
thumbs up the thing you want to talk. And then it'll be a surprise to everyone in the room when we unmute. We'll be like, online people, what did y'all pick to talk about?
yeah. No one wanted to talk about funding.
Yeah. There are definitely going to be some people who really want to talk about it and some people who do not want to talk about it at all.
Yes,
Okay,
but I like that
I
idea
think
too.
that that works. Okay, cool. And then I just want to wrap things up by making a commitment to everybody there to say, we've heard these things, we have them captured in these documents, and we are going to take these back and look at it and see how we can evolve these ideas based on this feedback.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that puts us at the hour. How do y'all feel about all this?
I
Very
feel
much
good,
better.
but I
Okay.
need to drop off for the TC meeting because they are
It's
talking
a
about the
a
and
big
Max
one.
will be there. Yes, talk to you.
Okay.
All right, Bart.
Yeah.
I'm headed
Bye.
over there to TC also. All
Okay.
right.
Then let's see.